Whatever it may have been wrong about, the Bible was certainly right about this. In the beginning was the Word. It all begins with words because without them we would simply be what our genes alone would make us, a vulnerable, largely hairless species of ape, trapped with our own sensations, left guessing at what everyone else is feeling. No wonder most animals are so jumpy. With no language, you're on your own, unprotected from the worst fears of your imagination, limited to creature comforts and animal cunning. Without words to define and discuss them, there can be no beginnings, no ends, and no way of measuring the spaces in between. And so, no culture, no technology, no civilization. Genetically, all that seems to separate us from our primate cousins is a tiny sliver of goo, a mere percentage point of a genome that we largely share with most of the other creatures on our planet. Yet the difference between a chimpanzee and a cosmonaut is literally astronomical. DNA doesn't even begin to explain that difference. Language, however, does. That's because language is the killer app that trumps everything else. It's the killer app because it allows us to share ideas and pool our awareness as a species. To adapt a famous image, if I have an apple and you have an orange and we exchange them, we still have just one fruit each. But if I have an idea and you have another idea and we exchange them, then we each have two ideas. It's the magic of words that makes that possible. Multiply that process across a whole community, and you suddenly have an exponential growth in consciousness. Being born into a world with language means we are no longer limited to our own individual ideas and perceptions, but have potential access to all the ideas of our community, effectively creating a group brain. It's ideas that make the difference, and language is what allows us to transmit them.